There are some things Louisiana soybean growers need to know about weed control. LSU Extension Service weed specialist, Dr. Donnie Miller.
Everybody, I'm sure, knows by now the EPA has re-registered the dicamba products that are allowed to be used in the dicamba-tolerant crops. As a result of that, the EPA has imposed some more stringent requirements to use those products. Tell anyone to go and look at the individual labels of the dicamba product you plan on using as far as buffer areas and how it's impacted by the Endangered Species Act and things like that, and a lot more record keeping this year. So please go to one of the company websites, see what the requirements are, or contact, you know, myself or any LSU Ag Center weed scientists, Department of Ag and Forestry personnel, or the industry personnel, and we'll try to get you the answers to the questions you may have with those technologies.
This report is a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.